Yo, 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 what up? E-Money up in here in the E-Cast. It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without a dope podcast to step to. Nah, I'm just messing with you. Anyway, let's go ahead and get right into it. I mean, it's been a hectic few days or whatever. I put out my top five back on Monday after Monday Night Football. But actually, with Mom's birthday and then I saw that Dallas was playing on Thursday, I was like, wait a minute. Let me see what Dallas and Buffalo is going to do. So, anyway, this is not going to impact my top five at all, but it's just going to give me a little material to go off of as far as the Buffalo and Dallas game. But, yeah, so number five, I put Seattle there because they're a great team. Russell Wilson is doing his thing. They've lost games at home against the Saints. Baltimore went through there and mopped them up a little bit. So I put them at five. But they could very well be a top four, top three team at this point. Anyway, moving on to number four. Number four, I put the Saints. I feel like my Saints are doing pretty good at this point. The defense is still a little shaky. I do like that we went and got some revenge on Atlanta last night. Went down there, kind of handled business. I still can't believe that we gave up two onside kicks in a row. Like, what the heck was we doing? Like, come on, man. Special teams got to get it together. Defense also, in my opinion, still has to get it together. Even though we don't allow a lot of points, we still are a bendy defense. We don't break, but we're just way too bendy for my liking, you know. So I'm going to need my Saints defense to kind of tighten it up a little bit. At number three, I got the Patriots. The Patriots very well could be the number one team, the number two team, or the number three team where I got them at. And I got them at the number three team right now. I mean, it's not too much you can say about the Patriots. They are who they are. They just win. They always look shaky at some point during the season. And then they just blow us away in the playoffs and in the Super Bowl, pretty much. So, I mean, you know, Tom Brady is getting old. Bill Belichick is getting old. But the thing is, Bill Belichick is not playing on the field. Therefore, that's why Tom Brady has recognized this team as a defensive team and knows that the defense is carrying them. So Bill can get as old as he wants to. And like I say, Bill is not out there playing, but he's putting players in the right position to make plays and stuff. And that's why they have the number one, like probably the top two, top three defense in the league right now and are constantly shutting people down. I can't wait until my Saints and New England play in the Super Bowl. Hopefully, we'll see, but who knows. Anyway, so number two. I put this team at number two because, and this may shuffle around after this Sunday, but I put Baltimore at number two. Baltimore is playing spectacular. Lamar Jackson is playing good. The defense is playing good. If you note on my Facebook page, I said when before Lamar got drafted, I didn't know why everybody was passing on him. I didn't know why Baker Mayfield went number one. I always thought that Lamar Jackson was the best quarterback in that draft, and he got with a great team that was able to play to his strengths, and that's what it's all about. If you can get a good quarterback and put him with a good coach and a good coaching staff and have them play to his strengths and not his weakness and try to make him something he's not, then you're going to have a Lamar Jackson. You're going to have a Patrick Mahomes. So, yeah, Baltimore is number two. But, hey, that could change after this week because, hey, we got a clash of the Titans coming up with San Francisco and Baltimore. And then that brings me to the number one team, San Francisco. I mean, I have to put them number one. I mean, they struggled with Arizona, but they still beat them twice. They lost the one game to Seattle, which they actually could have won and probably should have won, especially with the turnover that Russell had in overtime. But they, I mean, I believe they had a missed field goal and some other little hiccups. But, I mean, hey, Jimmy G, we still a little iffy on him. But you got Shanahan over there, and it's not a coincidence that San Francisco was offense is clicking with all these play action plays and good throws, and then they got Kittles that's going at the tight end position. It's not a coincidence that they're doing their thing and Atlanta is looking like boo-boo right now. Because when Kyle Shanahan was over there in Atlanta, that's when they went to the Super Bowl. Although he made some little, you know, some rookie mistakes when he was in the Super Bowl and didn't run it when he was supposed to and he should have. And they would have won the game and he would have had a Super Bowl under his belt. But you learn, and now he's on to San Francisco, and hey, they look good, man. I'm actually worried. I'm actually a little worried when Frisco comes to New Orleans next Sunday. So I think that's going to be a good game, too. That's probably going to determine, depending on what Baltimore does. I actually think that Baltimore will beat San Francisco and give them their second loss. So I believe when they come to the Dome, the records will be the same, and it'll pretty much be playing for home field position at that point. So home field advantage. So, yeah, that's my top five. But anyway, let's get to this Dallas and Buffalo real quick. What is, oh my, that's just pitiful. It makes no sense at all how Dallas fans are clamoring over the Dak is this and Zeke is this and Dak's doing this and we're gonna do this and we're America's team. Yeah, you might be America's team, but like I've been saying for years, Dallas needs to get Jerry Jones is in the way. Bottom line, Jerry Jones is in the way. He's doing too many interviews. He's general managing too much. He came out and basically said with the cockiness, I'm the owner and I'm the general manager. And it's like, come on, man. No, you just need to be the owner and sit back and chill. Kraft is not trying to general manage anything. How people handle football. Yes, we know you played way back in the day when there was no face mask on the helmet and you had that little half-inch thin layer of leather for a helmet. We understand that. We understand that you probably know football pretty well, and they do. They draft great. They just need a coach, because the coach that they have right now is not working. He makes dumb decisions. He's not a bad coach, but he has Jerry Jones looming over him. And until Jerry Jones steps out of the way and allows his team to draft, which they draft good. They have a very talented team right now. I feel like they have a quarterback. I was saying for years, like, hey, they need a quarterback, they need a coach, they need a GM. Now I just think they need a coach and a GM. And I think Dallas will be just fine. But, hey, Dallas is probably fighting for the division championship at this point with that whole Dookie NFC East. And they'll probably win it. And they'll probably host a playoff game at 7-9, more than likely, because I don't really see Dallas winning too many more games, because they do have some tough opponents coming up. They got Chicago coming up this Thursday. That's going to be a tough one for them. They could pull it out, but who knows? So we'll see. But hey, peace, love, and happiness to all. Ecasts are going to be coming. I don't know how often, but they'll be coming. Deuces.